Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Tapani Simayoki. Today is the 12th Sunday after Trinity, and we are about to hear a cantata first performed on the 12th Sunday after Trinity on the 8th of September, 1726. BWV 35, Geist und Seele wird verwirret. Like the work we heard last week, is a solo cantata for a single voice and orchestra. If you missed last week's Sunday cantata or any past episode, they are all available for you to listen to at your leisure on Lutheran Radio UK's website, lutheranradio.co.uk. Follow the links to Sunday Cantata's program page. Also, like most of the cantatas we have heard in the past month, today's cantata is a long work, taking up most of the half hour available for Sunday Cantata. Therefore, a translation of the words is provided for you via the Sunday Cantata program page. You can click on the link to the website bachcantatas.com or download the PDF file with the same translation. It seems that in 1726, Bach had available to him the services of a particularly talented alto soloist, possibly a student at Leipzig University. Within a space of a few weeks, he wrote three alto cantatas, the first of which, BWV 170, we heard on the sixth Sunday after Trinity. He also wrote cantatas for bass and soprano soloists in the same year. Like BWV 170, Geist und Seele features a prominent solo organ part. Indeed, each half of this two-part cantata opens with a sinfonia that is effectively a movement of an organ concerto, which was almost certainly taken from an existing concerto written earlier. In 1726, part one would have come before the sermon, and part two after it. The gospel reading for today comes from Mark chapter 7, an account of Jesus' healing of a deaf and dumb man. The libretto by Georg Christian Liems is a meditative application of that passage to today's Christian. The opening aria takes the general theme of speechlessness, but turns it upside down. Contemplation of God's mighty work throws spirit and soul, Geist und Seele in German, into confusion and stops our ears and mouths. The music is a lyrical Siciliano, a duet between the singer and the organ. The first recitative is an awestruck song of praise at the power of Jesus in performing the miracles of healing. The first part closes with another duet between the alto and the organ, taking the words of the witnesses to the miracle at the close of the gospel reading, "He has done all things well," and applying them to every Christian's life. After the second sinfonia comes another recitative, a prayer asking God to apply the healing word, "Ephatha," be opened, to the sin-hardened soul that it may become a child of God. The closing aria is an expression of ardent longing for the life to come, when we are freed by Jesus from all suffering, sorrows, and torments. Here to sing Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata number 35, Geist und Seele wird verwirret, is the English countertenor Robin Blaise, accompanied by the orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, conducted by Masaki Suzuki, who also plays the solo organ part. This recording is made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com. Thank you.
Auf ein Wort, die blinden Augen.
That was Cantata No. 35, Geist und Seele wird verwirret, composed by Johann Sebastian Bach to a text by Georg Christian Lehms, sung by Robin Blaze with the orchestra Bach Collegium Japan, conducted from the organ by Masaki Suzuki. Thank you for listening to Sunday Cantata. We will return to the more common format of the program next week when we take up a somewhat shorter cantata and subject it to more detailed analysis. I look forward to your company then. My name is Tapani Simayoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.